Thank you. Thank you, Senator DeSaulnier. I'm Trudy Schaefer, the Senior Director for Program for the League of Women Voters of California. And I do want to thank you and the committee for this opportunity to speak in support of adequate funding for the Citizens Redistricting Commission. And we believe that that funding must be available when the commission needs it. Those are our two major points. We did submit a letter to you and also to the Assembly Budget Subcommittee, signed by AARP, California Common Cause, California Forward, the Center for Governmental Studies, the California branch of the NAACP, and the League of Women Voters of California. And it describes the kinds of expenses, what we call the needs, that we believe the commission will incur as it performs the duties that are prescribed by Proposition 11. Based on that list of needs, we believe the commission itself will need approximately $3 million to fulfill those duties. We've tried to be conservative but realistic in those estimates. So we are now speaking with a slightly different recommendation than what was in that letter, in light of the information that the Bureau of State Audits is not going to require an appropriation beyond the $500,000 that they've already received. Given that, we recognize that the augmentation that the governor's budget proposal makes is probably not going to be needed, probably not that entire $3 million. But we do not believe that the $2.5 million that's remaining in the current 09-10 year budget will be adequate, considering, as you've heard, the needs for the transition that the Secretary of State will need, and considering that our estimate is $3 million for what the commission will need starting with as it gets together in January of 11. We certainly endorse the staff recommendation that the Bureau of State Audits and the Secretary of State coordinate their estimates. We think that's a good idea and obviously needed so that what is planned for will be realistic. But even so, we're strongly recommending that there be an augmentation. We think it probably will need to be on the order of $1 million, not a billion. we would hope that it be in the budget year. We don't think that when the commission begins its work in January, that it's going to be, we believe it's going to have to go right ahead and hire and sign contracts for personnel, for services, ranging from the various outreach kinds of contracts it'll need through the acquiring of the computers and software, a whole number of elements that are going to happen right away. You might note that much of what they do is of a very technical but also a very specialized nature. These are things that happen every 10 years, and around the country there are not that many sources of, for example, the Maptitude software or the people with the kind of expertise that they won't be an overabundant supply, and so that accentuates the need for the commission to be able to sign contracts that will have to see them through their entire busiest time through the first 9 months of the year, going on into the 11-12 budget time. We don't think it's realistic to believe that they could wait until the 2011-12 budget is put together in order to have funding for those last few months of their work. And we also don't think it's realistic to think that when, as we believe is very likely to happen, they run out of money in 2010-11 if we go with the recommendation, that they could then turn to a deficiency notice kind of remedy for that. It just isn't going to be feasible for them to do it all in the kind of time that's going to be available to them. We do note that Prop 11 designed the $3 million that is already there as a floor, not a ceiling, and so we think that we shouldn't be limited to that. We feel, of course, it's very prudent to examine as carefully as possible every penny. But nevertheless, we all want to see this groundbreaking new commission work right. And we believe that that's going to take an augmentation in the 2010-11 budget so that the commission is not crippled just as it's beginning its work. And thank you for your attention. Appreciate your comments.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. Thanks for giving us the opportunity to present to you. My name is Malka Coppell. I'm from California Forward, and I want to briefly echo the comments of my colleague from the League of Women Voters of California. We've been working with a coalition of organizations and redistricting experts to monitor the Voters First Act, many of whom have had firsthand experience with previous redistrictings, with local redistricting commissions, and with redistricting commissions in other states. And now that the voters of California have declared that they want to participate more fully in the political process, we want to ensure that the Citizens Redistricting Commission has the resources to do its job right, and in a way that adequately involves the public. We do think it's critically important that the Redistricting Commission be adequately funded. We also believe, from our initial calculations, that $2.5 million is not enough to leave in the fund for fiscal year 2010-11. We think that the commission alone will need at least $3 million to do its work, and that's separate from what the Secretary of State will need, which means that the augmentation probably doesn't need to be an additional $3 million, but should be at least $1 million. And we do think that the commission, because of its very tight mandated timeline, basically 9 months to do everything in 2011, less than that if you consider that the data doesn't show up until March of 2011, and the need to assign contracts up front, that it will need all its resources in the 2010-2011 fiscal year. And we do think that the assumption that the commission can interrupt its work in the middle of that 9 or fewer months to go through a deficiency process is unrealistic. Thanks.
Thank you, and thank you for both of your organization's hard work on this.
Thank you.
So I look forward to you coming back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we adjourn, any other public comment on any other item? Seeing no one come forward, thank you all for indulging me in the long hearing. We are adjourned. Have a good weekend.